Marlon, congratulations on the big win. I know you're not only playing the likes of the Wolverines, as I mentioned, one of the premier programs in the States, but other tough schools like Bowling Green State University in Ohio. So that's you guys have obviously put yourself on the map big time, especially with that win over U of M. And tell us about your program. Obviously, it's going to become well-recognized now, but tell us about how you've been building your club up, your school up to this level.
Well, Norm, we're a fairly young program. We started out with all freshmen, 4 years now. We finished four complete years, and we knew there were going to be bumps along the way. But we've, kind of weathered the storm and got better year after year. And we've grown along with our university in terms of our reputation. And I just think we're at a place now where our team is ready to, become big time contenders in OUA and CIS hockey. And, we're so happy that a win Saturday night against the University of Michigan does put us on the map and lets people know that we're here and we are for real.
All right. And in terms of your players and the level that they're at, in terms of their backgrounds, how skilled they are, in contrast to the players who play for the likes of the Wolverines, how would you compare them and size them up?
Well, University of Michigan had 11 NHL draft choices on their hockey club. I mean, they're very fast, very skilled players. But I'll tell you, our players aren't that far away, Norm. Like, our guys are, 75% of my hockey team are graduates from the Ontario Hockey League. And they may have been the guys that were discussed at the scouting table but got bypassed. And, so now their option is to go on and play four more years of university hockey and maybe take a longer-term, more intelligent approach to their hockey development where they can mature more, they can become better hockey players, they can get a degree in their pocket, and at 23, 24, then take their shot at pro hockey. So, we're not that far away from where the University of Michigan hockey players are.
All right, let me ask you this, Marlon. If I ask you to contrast CIS hockey with Division I NCAA hockey, are they all that much different? I mean, aside from the fact, like you say, some of the elite schools like Michigan or Cornell, you can go down the list from there, BU, Boston College, Northeastern, et cetera. Some of them do develop, very good NHL players, but are there styles of play and the college hockey in the States versus the college hockey in Canada, are they all that much different?
Well, the style is a little bit different, Norm. I think that CIS hockey is extremely fast, but we're more similar to the NHL, where I think we're a lot north-south, get from point A to point B as quick as possible, where I think in the States they're very quick and agile, and there's a lot more lateral movement board to board. But quite frankly, I'm seeing more and more CIS players get NHL opportunities now, and some of them being excellent with it. And, it wasn't that long ago, Norm, where there wasn't any NCAA players, in the NHL.
No, that's true.
And I think that the CIS is getting a long, hard look now because of free agency and the economic climate and the salary caps, and they're looking for affordable free agents. And I think the CIS more and more is filling the niche for pro hockey. And as you media guys get on to that and let the general public know, we're going to start getting more attention from the general public, and CIS hockey is going to continue to grow and grow and play a larger part, I think, in the professional development game.
Well, that would be great. Marlon Mulart, he's the head coach of the University of Ontario Institute of Technology Ridgebacks men's hockey program, recent victors over the University of Michigan Wolverines by a 3-2 score. One thing, at least I'll tell you, and I'll be honest with you, Marlon, I have not seen that many college games myself, just in terms of the games that I have to watch on the professional level in several different sports. But I'm under the impression that there's no fighting, I believe anyways, in U.S. men's college hockey, but there may be in Canadian. Now, I may be confused on that. How much different are the rules for collegiate hockey as opposed to professional hockey?
Well, we're not advocates of fighting, Norm. Not to say that there isn't a fight or two in CIS hockey.
Yeah.
You know, in NCAA, it's silly. They got full face masks on, so how can they fight? You're going to break your hand against a punch in a cage.
Sure.
CIS, we wear half visors. You know, there's the odd fight, but really there isn't a whole... Nobody has room for a guy on their team that's a fighter.
Yeah.
If there's a fight, it's because two guys are battling hard, get angry at each other, and tempers boil over. And quite frankly, in the NHL, that's the kind of fights I enjoy. I don't enjoy the circus-style fighting where two goons text each other 2 hours before the game and go, I understand where to fight tonight, so let's go earn a paycheck. So, you know,
you're right.
There's the odd fight, but it's not a fighting league norm.
Okay. In terms of, you talked about the North-South movement, because of the speed of the college game, what's the hitting like? Is there a lot of open ice versus as opposed to the boards? Because what I'm thinking of is I think of the Olympic size rinks, which changes what you see in international hockey, which changes the style of play, where there aren't that many open ice hits. In terms of the amount of hitting, the type of hits, what do you see a lot in the college level?
I'll tell you what, there's more hitting at the CIS level than any other league you can watch in North America. And it simply comes down to 28 league games, a short season, playoff spots on the line, and every game much more important in terms of its magnitude than at the Ontario Hockey League or NHL level.
Hmm.
I mean, every single game is intense because 2 points is the difference between a playoff team and the person that gets eliminated.
Hmm.
So it's a dogfight for sure.
So, Marlon, the thing is, as you're describing, you're working with guys who are OHL, graduates. When you're dealing with players like that, who maybe some can become pros or they're about as close as you can get, how do you coach guys like that who are already, pretty smart about the game and probably don't need a whole lot of motivation either?
Oh, well, Norm, you're wrong on both accounts.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
You know, sometimes they're not real smart about the game. they come in with their talents, but I think, systems become so important at CIS level, and a lot of guys simply don't know how to play without the puck. They're great with the puck, but it's without the puck that that they need, they certainly need coaching. So, if you recruit properly, they're very coachable athletes, and they soon learn the importance of having to be more responsible away from the puck, and that's where their growth occurs, I think.
Hmm. That's interesting. Would there be I don't know how you'd describe it, but is there a particular style of play that's unique to Marlon Mulert and the UOIT Ridgebacks?
Well, Norm, I certainly don't think I'm unique. Everything I know in the game, I've stolen from someone else. But I guess I think I'm a throwback coach. My teams are very physical. Some coaches like puck possession, and I love puck possession too, and I like to get it by throwing it deep in their end and going and getting it. There's all sorts of people that want lots of talent. I just need enough talent, but I'd like lots of character and hard work, because I really believe, Norm, at the end of the game, hockey is a very territorial, physical game, and that teams that are going to win probably, have incredible character.
Yeah, in terms of the character, I know, when I speak with NHL scouts, character in assessing players, obviously when you're spending lots of money on them, scouts, I think in almost any pro sport, will talk to, as much as they can, teachers or past teachers or friends or just whoever they can find that can shed some light. To what extent do you go in terms of finding out who these people are that might play for your hockey club?
You know what, we're no different than the NHL clubs. I mean, besides liking what we see on the ice, we want to talk to their coaches, we want to talk to their trainers and see how they treat the people around them. We talk to our players about who they played with that might fit our mold. We love to meet the parents because, good kids are a byproduct of good parents. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We do it all in trying to find out that we don't invite problems into our dressing room.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. Marlon, I know you play in the Oshawa area, and some of our Fan 590 listeners might be inclined on learning about this victory over the Michigan Wolverines. If they're not too far away, maybe they'll go out, check out your games. Where can they find their games, or your games rather, and where are they played?
Well, we have a beautiful on-campus rink called the Campus Ice Center, North Oshawa on Simcoe Street. You know, I think we seat about 800 people with a restaurant bar that overlooks the rink, and it's just a great, you know, college atmosphere. It may be the best college rink in Ontario, and, you know, anybody that's looking for, you know, some quality hockey and probably at the most affordable price in Ontario should get out to the Campus Ice Center and have a look at a college game. I wish more parents and more coaches would bring their kids and teams out because they'd really have their eyes open, Norm.
Okay, and on that affordable note, what is the price range or the price per ticket?
You know what? I think an adult gets in for $7 or $8,
wow.
and the kids might be $3, $4. I mean, it's kids under 12 are free, and you know, you just you know, for a family of four or five, you know, to come out and be entertained for 2.5 hours with that type of intense hockey for that price point is just unbelievable value.
No, that's tremendous value. So we mentioned, you know, your victory over Michigan, the Wolverines. You had a game recently with Bowling Green State University, another elite hockey program. Just in terms of your calendar down the road for listeners who may want to drop by, who else have you got coming up that may catch the attention of some of our, you know, college hockey fans?
Well, we have our season opener Saturday night against the York Lions. Our scheduler must be a little mad at me for last year for some reason because I'm playing six of our first eight games on the road.
Wow.
So
okay.
You won't get a whole lot of chance in Oshawa to see the Ridgebacks through the month of October, but once we hit November, we settle into a lot of home games, and you know, we hope with some strong road play, and if we can carry on Saturday night's victory over Michigan into our league opponents, we hope that we can come through this first eight games in good shape and get set up for a great run once we get into home game schedule time.
Okay, well, Marlon, congratulations on the big win over the Wolverines, and thanks for you know, drawing the attention of our listeners to the Ridgeback men's hockey program up in Oshawa, as you mentioned, on Simcoe Street. So hopefully some of our listeners will take a look at it, and you know, it'll be great. We keep hearing more good things about your school and about your hockey team, and then maybe, you know, we can help create a little more interest in CIS men's hockey. That'd be great.
Well, Norm, it's media guys like you and the Fan 590 that help get our message out there, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to be on here with you tonight and tooting my own horn and beating our drum.
Well, pleasure to have you on, and congratulations on the great win and the great achievement. It's great news for everybody and anybody connected with hockey. Marlon, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Norm.